A longtime Airdronian's hefty donation to the Airdrie Fire Department, AFD, came to fruition with a hands-on full simulation lab demonstration at Chinook Winds Fire Hall on December 16. The internal simulation, Sim, Lab, made possible by Tracy Osborne's financial contribution that was approved by City Council earlier this year on March 7, will provide realistic skill development for Airdrie firefighters, preparing them to interact with patients and provide advanced procedures in a crisis. The event, attended by Osborne, AFD staff, and members of council, recognized the Made in Airdrie solution to be used towards training AFD members to provide EMS services in Airdrie. Also at the event, AFD firefighters showcased the equipment and demonstrated how the lab will be used for training purposes. AFD Fire Chief Mike Peary said the department was challenged to examine the type of care staff could provide the community and its ability to enhance pre-hospital care. What could we do to decentralize and provide more access to more equipment for our crews? Peary said in an interview. Tying it all together, ultimately with a simulation lab that we've never had, that's the key. Osborne's donation was used to purchase expansion kits for Crash Kelly mannequins to provide local training on visual injuries, procedures, and IV therapies. Other additions include a full-body neonatal simulator, full-body child simulator, the creation of a high-fidelity hands-on simulation, and the addition of equipment to enhance primary care paramedic services in Airdrie. Peary said the improvements also include the purchase of immediate action items, such as pain relief on trucks. It's a made in Airdrie solution, using a donation to really spearhead and move forward quickly, Peary said. The fire chief added the only times the AFD experience high-quality simulation is when Stars Air Ambulance provides a single day of training every couple of years. Osborne said she hopes her donation might help alleviate the strain on the provincial healthcare system and address what has been deemed an ongoing health crisis of emergency response times and ambulance availability in both Airdrie and around the province. We can help comfort our city. It's going to take not 1 year, not two to get things the way we need, but beyond that, she said. I don't want anybody to lose their precious loved ones in the meantime. In October 2021, Osborne reached out to Cown. Ron Chapman to brainstorm ways she could help the community with regards to EMS services, and both agreed a financial donation would be well utilized. I tried to donate a fully equipped ambulance for Airdrie only. I tried, but I couldn't do it, Osborne said. So then I reached out to the counselors and I said, I feel like we need something because this is going to take forever to clean up, Oz, playground. The mess they've created. According to Osborne, she hopes the new training and equipment will help equip AFD and help prevent Airdrie residents from feeling the anxiety and uncertainty that come with long ambulance wait times. Reassurance, relief, and comfort is what is needed most in trying times with help and the best of hands arriving promptly, she said during the March 7th council meeting. After many tireless hours and dedication, our Made in Airdrie solution speaks volumes that humanity and compassion still exist in these troubled times. It has been my absolute honor and privilege to help and hopefully refuel each and every Airdrie citizen's heart tanks. I personally know it has refueled my own.